Hello, welcome to AMI Today's Medical Marketing Live Show with Buck Wise from Cardone Ventures. And I'm your co-host, Dr. Bobby Palmer from Advanced Medical Integration.
You are the host, Bobby. You are not the co-host. You are the host.
It's being the B&B show is the alias for the Medical Marketing Live Show.
That's right.
And we cover all the trends that are happening right now with healthcare marketing.
And
also,
hair.
Yeah, and hair. Really good hair today, by the way.
Thank you, man.
Anything that you guys comment on, we bring up as a topic. So we want this to be a spontaneous and live show for you.
100%.
And we're here to help expand that reach of natural and holistic healthcare throughout America and change and transform healthcare the way it's delivered so that less people are relying on drugs and surgery and more people are embracing the opportunity to help their bodies heal themselves.
Bobby, really well done. My God, it's like you went to a marketing content workshop or something in Arizona. Like, you, what an intro, delivering the value, knowing exactly who the audience is. This is, wow, I'm intrigued. What a fascinating intro.
You volleyed that up there. Now I gotta get the hit in there. So if you guys have not attended yet, one of the things that absolutely should be part of your lineup as you're going through and creating your brand messaging, who your target audience is. So many, and Buck, we had a great show last week just going over how to identify and create a persona. So I created a recipe. If you guys want to revisit that, it is a detailed, it's very granular. I created just a nugget out there. I know we'll get a lot, I got a lot of feedback on it, a lot of personal comments of thanking me and asking little nuances of it, but watch the last show. But part of that is worthless if you do not know how to really communicate to your target audience. And Buck actually hosts, I think it's only four times a year.
The Essentials Workshop?
The medical or the Marketing Essentials Weekend Workshop.
Right now, I've got one a month. So I'm February 20th coming up here, February 19th and 20th in Dallas. And then March, I think 26th or something. We've got another one in Dallas as well. But centrally located, no excuses, 2 hours from anywhere in the continental U.S. So I'd like to see you in Dallas so that you can apply to your business all of this strategy, learn how to create content, dial in that audience, deliver the value proposition, and create huge impact with the content that you're creating, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, creating podcasts, television, radio, whatever it is. If you want to actually create relationships that create transactions, this is what you want to come to in Dallas. Go to cardoneventures.com if you want to sign up.
And actually, I'm going to give them a little nugget from it.
Yeah.
So when you go, definitely take a couple sport coats because you will be filming there. You'll actually be creating content together. You'll be actually shooting amazing content that's going to be edited from. If you've seen any of Cardone Ventures videos, obviously you have if you're watching this, their editing is top notch. So you're going to get an amazingly produced video of your pitch to your target audience.
Have you used yours yet?
No, I'm waiting mine yet. So
you're waiting to put yours out?
No, waiting to get it. I know I was last in the queue. I asked to be last because I wanted everyone else's to be processed first.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see it. You did a really good job. You know, you've got a lot of us have that natural ability. You're born with it to have communication and conversation, but it's about applying the technique of getting the information across in a way that appeals to the consumer on the other side and understanding the platform and the process that you're on in order to do that so that it resonates immediately. Just being a great communicator doesn't mean it's going to translate on certain platforms under certain mediums like webinars or video or audio or texting or copy. You've got to understand the process of the platform, and then you have to understand how to take that communication and deliver value to the person on the other side. That's what the whole course is about.
Yeah.
You know?
So before, I've always, and for you guys that have not watched our show before, one of the things that I really am pushing you to do is really step up your game and learn to do webinars.
Yes.
And going to the Marketing Essentials gave me enormous nuggets on how to position the different statements that you make so that you're creating value and trust so that the audience will naturally not feel that they're sold because you're not selling anything, you're creating a relationship. And that's I mean, that's the theme of everything that we're doing. I didn't realize that, but as I hear it more and more from you and hear it more from Brandon Dawson, that really the value is coming from building long-term relationships. And from that, there's going to be transactions that's going to be transformational for the audience, but it comes from creating those relationships.
100%. That's exactly it. Yeah. Relationships at the end of the day is how you grow a business, you know, whether it's new relationships or having great operational effectiveness and knowing that your business is having such a great experience with that consumer that they come back. And that's what we call retention marketing. It's all in the relationship, depending on where you're at in the cycle. It's new relationships, it's current relationships, it's existing relationships that maybe have fallen out, and you need to bring those relationships back. So at the end of the day, it's about the trust that those consumers have with you. The more trust they have, just like in your marriage or relationships at home, the better the relationship is and the higher the conversion rate is.
Yeah, nice, that's awesome. Yeah, Buck, this is I came up and was reviewing several doctors' online presence. Mm-hmm. Just in the last, I mean, this is literally in the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And one of the things I was shocked about is there's a lack of emphasis on building your online trust and credibility.
Mm.
And so I've seen there's so many different directory sites that practices haven't claimed yet. So if you went to City Search or Insider Pages, they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Or they haven't claimed to put pictures on there.
Mm.
Or their Google My Business, they don't have many reviews, or they don't respond to the reviews, or they haven't filled out and added lots of pictures and make it an engaging platform. Like literally the biggest asset that I love online, literally your website is great, but your Google My Business is even more important. So just look online, just Google your practice name and see what shows up. What's on page one, what shows up on your Google Maps.
That's great research.
I guarantee before a prospective new patient comes to your practice, mm-hmm. they're Googling your practice name.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to look at least for 10 of those reviews mm-hmm. before they actually come in. So what are they going to see?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. You got to understand that in marketing, perception is reality. So whatever it is they think they see is exactly what correlates into what your business is doing. So Kathy knows that. Kathy's here all the time. She knows perception is reality. And yes. That if online the presence is subpar, your business is subpar. That's exactly it. They don't need to ask. They don't need to see. They don't need to call. They don't need to experience it. They're going to get that first point of reflection on your business. And if it's not set up strategically, if it isn't updated, if it's not current, they're going to think your business isn't current. If you don't care about that, you definitely don't care about them. That's why it's so important for you to keep it polished and updated.
Yeah, otherwise you're dead. You could have just died. That's what it looks like.
Literally dead. Literally.
It's like if somebody were to call your practice and nobody picked up the phone, you're dead.
Man, I use that example all the time. You know, really? I love to ask in a room. We do these 10X 360s, 2-day deep dive into your business, going through all four quadrants, sales, marketing, finance, people, HR, operations. We go through that in 2 days. And I always have these rooms filled with business owners, medical business owners, chiropractic, integrative medicine. And I always ask them, I say, if I call your practice right now, give me your number. Let's call your practice. What's going to happen?
Do you call them right there?
Yeah. What's going to happen? We call, right?
What would happen right now for you guys if somebody called your practice?
Call your practice right now. What's going to happen? Someone's going to pick up. I'm asking about a product. I'm asking about a service. I'm having an issue. I've got a problem. I want you to solve that problem, right? What does that sound like? Usually you have somewhat of a process. Some practices need a lot more scripting, training, operational effectiveness when it comes to that. But for the most part, that's like the first thing any owner sets up, right? Then we do the same thing. Let's go to Facebook and let's do a message. Let's write a message. I guarantee you most of your practices, I don't get an answer for a day, if that, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days.
What this sounds like a great assignment for you guys that are watching this right now. This is amazing. Right. These are gold nuggets. Keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. That's literally it. A Google review, right? Let's go write a Google review on a bad experience that we had. How long before you see that bad review? How long before you reply to that bad review? And how long before you get me to change it because I had a good experience because you brought me in, created an ambassador for your brand? Because by the way, bad experiences are amazing. You know why? Because someone having a bad experience is more passionate than somebody having a good experience with no, with subpar emotion. If you can take someone who's vocal enough in a bad experience and give them a good experience and change their mindset, they become ambassadors for life. They become so loyal. I love a bad experience. It's such a big opportunity for your practice. But the question is, how long before your process kicks in so that you can discover that and utilize it as something, you know, as a positive, you know, retention for your practice? How long does that take? Guaranteed the process isn't in place, and guaranteed you've got some inefficiencies there. And this is in the granular innovation of how to build your practice for success. It's in those moments that you create success.
Almost nobody is going to refer to your practice if you don't, if it's not known. And so that's a starting point for sure. Like from scratch, you need to develop the public image of it. And it starts with that, just Googling your practice name, find out what shows up, and then how does your team interact? And then from that, this is something I also learned from Marketing Essentials is, and I know you say this all the time, Buck, and I hear Grant Cardone say it all the time, but best known always wins. And so having your content strategy in place, that's always pushing out content just to your, it's so your employees know that you're promoting, so that you know that you're promoting, so that your public knows you're promoting. It's just always promoting. And it's not pitches. It's not necessarily always sales. Yep. It's wins, success stories, any type of community benevolence that you had going on, something that you learned that's a great tip for your community. Just always pushing out content. It doesn't have to be like this verbose hour-long thing.
Best known beats best. That's what Grant always says. Doesn't matter how great your practice is. If the practice across the street isn't as great as you, but they promote more, best known beats best. You've got to have both. You've got to have the best known, and then the experience has to be so amazing that they come back. But most what practices focuses on is the great experience first and being known last. And so that's where Bobby and I, you know, obviously we harp on creating content, muscle memory every single day. What are you doing to get attention and awareness? You know, my wife's in real estate, and we recently went to Scottsdale for one of our 10X360s. And there was, she has this Tesla X, right? That's her car. She likes to show the clients around in town in her Tesla X.
That's she's the one with the wings?
It's the wing door. Yeah, they call them the Falcon doors. She's got, you know, her brand colors are black and rose gold. And so I replaced all the lights underneath the floorboard with rose gold floorboard lights. So it's got this kind of rose gold accent. So we were in Scottsdale and we rolled up next to a Tesla X and it was wrapped in shiny titanium gold, like mirror gold, like bright mirror gold. And the dude had an Instagram on the back. And I was like, this guy is wild, right? I get his Instagram. He's a realtor. He's got 50,000 followers. He's like a big Scottsdale Instagram influencer, and he does real estate. And I said, Allie, here you are, Allie, trying to be all bespoke, and you've got your black Tesla. It's like nobody knows you, though, right? Like this guy is at, like I'm following this guy now, right? So like we get so caught up in the strategy and the pristine. It's like we're not shouting from the mountaintops. And I'm not saying go wrap things in gold necessarily, but what are you doing to capture attention and awareness to have cash follow that attention, right? Like there's a sea of people and we're all fighting for the same eyeballs and ears. There are practices in your metro, in your zip code. There's other competitors that are in your state. What are you doing to differentiate yourself, and how are you doing it in a way that's louder than how they're doing it? You know, so my wife actually is rewrapping her Tesla.
Oh wow.
She's gonna do a subtle matte black in the front and a matte rose gold in the back. Nice. It's gonna be this rose gold. So it's gonna be unique. It's just not gonna be as loud. I'm not saying you have to be obnoxious, but the point that you should take is, what are you doing to capture attention today, right now, at this moment? Bobby and I are doing this. We're doing this, right? And that's a good reminder for me. Because every content time I do this, I always capture content, right? So here we go. Bobby, are we doing a webinar right now on medical practices, or are we doing a webinar on hair? What I can never really remember what it is.
They kind of go together. You have to have hair done right to do the webinar.
That's right. Bobby, the B&B show every single week, every single Wednesday. I love this guy, and I love it.
We have our own antics, our moments.
We do. But see, I put that on Instagram now, right? And I'm going to tag Bobby. I'm going to tag AMI. I'm getting attention and awareness. It's like, how can you continue to create that every day? I always harp on our clients. I say, what are you doing right now? And then I always go, what am I doing right now? Oh, I need to do it right now. It's a good reminder for me because I'm always pounding that in. And I've only done 2 Instagrams today. How many have you done today, right? How many Facebooks have you done? How many times have you gone live? Like, it's a good reminder to me to keep up my own quota on attention and awareness, you know?
And that was like 8 seconds. You just did eight seconds.
8 seconds. It's interesting. Yeah. Other people, they're curious. They want to know if there's someone medical that's following me, which many are, they're going to say, how can I watch this? Or I forgot that I can rewatch it later. Bobby, what's the website they go to if they want to rewatch this later?
AMI, just go to Facebook. Okay. / AMI doctors.
That's it.
Facebook.com/ AMI doctors.
Beautiful. I'm going to have to leave just so you know, 5 minutes early, because I got to prep for my next call, which is a live call that I'm doing here.
Well, let's wrap up with, we'll put it into a little bundle for you guys. So one of the things, this also was phenomenal from the marketing essentials. I love how you just, so Buck comes from some of the biggest agencies in the world he's worked for. And then from that, all the training experience from that, and mine is street marketing from digital courses and all the things that I've done to grow my practice. And when we come together, it's like peanut butter and jelly. It's like,
dude, I love it. I really do. We've got such a good background.
So one of the things when I was at Marketing Essentials, when you talked about flow, so you always talk about flow, conversion, retention. That's the cycle of life of your community, of bringing people in. But that flow, when you broke it down, it was about first attention. You have to get attention. And so how do you get the attention? How do you break into somebody's normal cycle in their day and their life? Like where do you interject your message? And then you need to break up to the next point is then gaining their interest. How do you get interested? And it's still in that flow. There's 3 points of that. And now it's getting them to listen and actually engage with you. But all that is part of the flow, where now it's not even talking about the conversion side of it.
That's right.
That all happens within flow. And that's what we do on this show, is basically give you guys more strategies to increase your flow game.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and so many business owners are contemplating constantly what they're saying, how they're saying it. And they're so caught up in the fact that they want to build this perfect model. This is where I come from, this background of Fortune 500 agencies, where you had big ships that were turning in ports for very long periods of time, creating campaigns, very strategic with lots of data. And those things are all important, don't get me wrong. But Grant's school and philosophy of marketing is promote, 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 promote. Don't stop. Like, don't let your inability to make decisions and your fear and anxiety cause you not to be promoting. Like, you should be, anyone watching this right now, I challenge you to promote. I do this often. I challenge you to promote right now. Take a moment as soon as this ends, tag @aboutbuck on Instagram. I will reshare whatever you create on Instagram. That's the platform of choice for me. So tag @aboutbuck and I will reshare whatever you're promoting today. That is my promise to you. If you make the promise to yourself to promote, 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 promote. Maybe you should take a shot of me and Bobby here. Bobby, let's pose for him. Take your camera out. Take your camera. Let's go. And we're just going to hold this for you right here. All right. I better see this later.
So if you guys are watching this on the replay, still do this. Minimally, if you've never done this before, download Instagram and then go outside and show that your practice is open.
That's
just
it.
A 10-second video welcoming people and post it. That's all it takes. 10 seconds.
Love it.
Hey, I'm Dr. Mike. Welcome to ABC Wellness. We're so happy you're checking us out.
Love it. Great advice, Bobby. Great advice. Cool, brother. Well, Bobby, until next Wednesday, I'm going to actually be in Dallas next Wednesday. So getting ready for that essentials at the end of the week, we're going to get there a little bit early. Anyone in the Dallas, Houston, Austin area, please tag me on Instagram. I would love to meet up with you. I know Dr. Jahari's out there who we see often. I know there's a couple other practices in the Houston, Dallas, Austin area. So
yes,
would love to see Texas folks.
Yeah. Also, if you are basically a regenerative medicine or healthcare practice or even chiropractic practice, and you've crossed the $1 million threshold,
mm-hmm.
we're also hosting a special event just before the essentials.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just for those elite healthcare groups to learn how to go from 1 million or 1.5, wherever you're at, up to 3 quickly. So it's
all they get a hold of you for that, Bobby. Where do they go to meet up with you guys on site in Dallas for that talk?
So just contact us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to amidoctors.com. You can call us directly from the website there. And just look for us. It's going to be the 19th in Dallas at the Jewel Hotel. Amazing. Great. It's the most boutique hotel in Dallas that I know.
It's very nice. It's very nice.
Well, awesome, Buck.
Cool.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too. Another episode of the B&B Show brought to you by AMI.
Awesome. See you guys later. Thanks for joining.
See you, Bobby. See you next Wednesday. And see you in Dallas.
Yes.
All right.